This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
I want to turn to Nurse Jillian. Was there anything that was surprising to you during the interview and recruitment process? Was there anything that you shared with your recruiters as being important to you? What can you tell us about that?
So the process I had, it was actually rather smooth. I think the only thing that had surprised me when I completed my application was the sheer length of the application. So it was pretty long. Now that I'm on this side of the fence, helping the nurses come through, now I understand why at the time the application was long, because the company needed information to support the whole immigration process, information about myself and my family. So that was really the only thing that surprised me, but now I understand why. Apart from that, just like Brian, my process really went rather smoothly. It took me just about a year to get here. And I had actually originally applied with another company, not O'Grady Payton. It was a company called Nurse Finders back in the day. And there was an issue with the immigration petition. It fell through. And then I decided to go and do the NCLEX exam on my own. So did that. And then I applied with O'Grady Payton. And back then, O'Grady Payton had actually, they came to Trinidad on a recruitment trip. And the recruiter was fabulous. He gave us so much information. And after talking it over with my family, I decided to go ahead and apply. And it was really a very smooth process. And like I said, we got here in about a year. I came first. I came the week before to help to get the apartment set up and all of that. And then my family came the week after. So it was really a very smooth process for me.
That's great, Jillian. I'm glad to hear that it was an easy and smooth process for you. I know it was a little bit ago. You've been in the U.S. for a number of years now, yes. But we appreciate you sharing your insights. Do you remember if there was anything that you said to your recruiter as being important? How did they help you figure out where was the right placement for you?
You know, I think in hindsight, I actually should have been clearer with my recruiter as to what my preferences were, because when I was just open at the time, and when I had my interview, I actually had two interviews. One was with a hospital up in the Northeast. And I remember I was about 8 months pregnant. I had a five-year-old. And when I was talking to that manager, it was really a very comfortable interview. And we started talking about the weather and the snow. And I just remember thinking, oh my goodness, I will be coming with a really young baby and a small child. And I thought, gosh, you know, I really should have thought about the climate part of it and discussed that with my recruiter, and I had not. So I ended up getting a job offer. But when I thought about the struggles with the weather, I had actually declined that offer. And I asked my team at O'Grady Payton if they can please look for a different opportunity for me. And they did. Very quickly, I got another interview opportunity in Arizona, which, if you know about the climate across the states in the U.S., it is the opposite of the Northeast. It was very hot. So that actually suited me perfectly coming from the Caribbean. So I had a really quick interview with a hospital in Arizona, got that job offer, and I accepted that offer. So just really being clear with your recruiter after you've done your research about what specifically you're looking for, what kind of environment, for yourself and your family. That is a really wise thing to do. I was very fortunate that I got another opportunity really quickly after the first one, but I advise everyone to really think about where you want to be and be very, very clear with your recruiter about it.
That is some very good advice. I think when you're going through this process, you need to be taking stock of where you can imagine yourself. It's good to be open, but you are moving your family to another country and you really got to think about, you know, where you might want to go, where is going to work for you. Jillian mentioned she had two young kids. She's very brave for coming to the U.S. You probably came when you had your baby, but going through the process, with an 8-month-old and a 5-year-old. So it's good to make sure that you are asking all your questions, sharing all of what's important to you. At O'Grady and at Kinetics, we consider ourselves your career matchmaker. So we really want to make sure that we're finding a good match for you. We want to make sure you're happy and satisfied. Brian, can you share if there was anything that was important to you during the process that you shared with your recruiters and how you ended up where you are?
Yeah, during the interview, my recruiter actually emphasized that I will really enjoy in the unit where I will be assigned. And they have asked me what are my preference for the placement in the unit. So actually, they gave me 3 options. And the recruiter told me that we are in need in this unit, and your experience will suit this availability. So I grab it. And indeed, when I arrived here in the US, but not yet even in the US, the people in the unit, like the manager, the staff, the supervisor, they were already reaching out for me, asking about my family, when I would be arriving in the US. So it has been so welcoming. And indeed, when I arrived and joined the unit, the people, the staff, the managers, they were so really helpful. They were so really welcoming that they guided me into the entire process that I fit in, and I've been working with them until now. They guided me throughout the process to work well with them, together with my colleagues, and how to take care of my job and to deal with my patients. So that was really interesting. And even they were asking me regarding the housing location or the apartment location, what will be my preference. They asked about my kids, whether they will be in school, how old are they, about my wife, what possible work that she would have. So they were really concerned not only as a nurse, but as an individual, as a person, that we will be able to adapt well in the new life situation in the US.
Thank you for sharing that, Brian. I can just tell by the smile on your face that you're really happy where you're at, which warms my heart and makes me very happy to hear. It sounds like for you, it was important that you were going to a unit where you felt valued and where you felt like they were treating you as an individual and not just a nurse. And sounds like you found that. So I'm very happy for you. Meg, before we talk about accepting an offer and, you know, everything under that world and that umbrella, do you have any interview tips that you can share with any of our nurses who might be going through that interview process?
Yes, yes, yes. So first of all, I would say, do your research. Know the hospital that you're interviewing for. Know about the area. Know why you want to go to that hospital. When you're doing the interviews, arrive about 5 minutes early, at least 5 minutes early. If it can be a little more, that's ideal. Sometimes the interviews, the interviewers are ready a little bit early and we can get you in early. So arriving early is good. When you're interviewing, this is your time to shine. So you want to let them know about you. So highlight your accomplishments, highlight your experiences and share about you. This is the chance you get to do that. Before the interview, I would say practice common questions. Your answers to those common questions and really be prepared to deliver those answers. You know, you want to feel comfortable sharing about yourself. So a little bit of practice goes a long way. Dressing professionally is really important. You know, this is a job interview. It may be virtually being done virtually, but it's still a job interview. So think of it as you were going to that interview office and you're showing up. So be professional in your attire and also in the background of your camera. So make sure that your environment has good lighting. Make sure the closet door is closed. The drawers on the dresser are closed. Those little things that people see in the background, you want to present a professional front for that interview. Be aware of your facial expressions, your posture. They really say a lot when you're virtual because they're only seeing what's on the screen. So it's important to just be aware of those things. And I would say, you know, on top of doing that research, be able to ask questions. When you're doing an interview, if you're asking questions, it shows you're interested in that hospital, in that area. So always ask questions before you leave the interview.
Thank you, Meg. Meg has helped conduct hundreds, if not thousands, of interviews at this point. So she has some very good insights, a lot of very good tips. If you're watching and you're going to be interviewing anytime soon, make sure to keep all of those in mind because they will help you have a better interview. So thank you for sharing that, Meg.
Yes.
So Brian, I want to hear about the moment that you got that job offer. What did it feel like?
Well, when I got the job offer, at first I was like cautious. I wanted to see what is written in the job offer. I want to see how much they offer to me, what would be the patient ratio in that unit, and what would be the working condition. And after knowing all those, I was really excited to work on the unit and in the hospital that hired me. And until now, I am enjoying working with them.
That makes a lot of sense, Brian. You know, at first, I wasn't expecting you to say nervous. I thought you were going to say happy, but I can imagine in that moment, it feels like, oh my gosh, this actually might be real. I really need to look through this and really understand what I'm signing myself up for. How did you go about understanding the offer and how'd you go about reviewing it?
Yeah, so we go about the offer, we started regarding the hourly rate. Second would be like approximate the annual offer. What would be the benefits for myself, my family members, and what would be the costs that they will be paying for me? What would be the contract length? Like, for example, for us, we have 3 years contract in our company, and we see how would be the process. For example, if you will not be able to fit in your new workplace, what would be the possibilities that there would be a chance to transfer a unit? What would be happening if you are going to transfer facility? So all these things, we look into the contract and we make sure that it is in line. Like, for example, your salary that is in line with the PWD or the prevailing wage of that certain state. And apart from that, it's much more on benefits that we are trying to review at the contract.
Okay. That's really interesting, Brian. Those are some good pointers for our nurses on what they should be looking out for.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Meg, can you tell us what a job offer usually contains? I know Brian's kind of talked a little bit about what was important to him. What can a nurse expect to see in a job offer?
Yeah, so when the job offer comes, you know, you're going to see, obviously, what is the hospital offering to you? What are their benefits? So what is it, you know, that they're offering for you? You're going to see the specialty. You're going to see your pay rate. One of the other items on that letter is a reply by date. So those are really important things to take note of. When you're choosing a facility, keep in mind, what is that area like? You know, is that an area you're going to be happy in? Jillian talked a little bit about the weather. So, you know, keep that in mind. Is that something that you're willing to try? Maybe that snowy weather. Look at the hospital's accreditations and awards. You know, what is their training program? How are they able to help you when you arrive within the clinically setting? You know, you want to make sure you get a proper orientation when you're arriving and that support. What is the community like? Is there going to be support within the community for you? When you look at that whole offer, you're going to see those key items, that pay rate, the specialty or the unit that you'll be working in, and then those benefits that are offered to you. I would say also considering what is the support for spouses? You know, are there jobs? Are they open to maybe your spouse getting a job? Doesn't have to be a nurse job. It could be any job that they might be able to help get your spouse employment. But just knowing the career prospects that are for you and your spouse, knowing you have the ability to grow within that organization, getting the same benefits, and, you know, mainly trusting your gut, knowing that during that interview, you felt that you were comfortable with them. You know, you have to feel that match. And it has to be felt on both sides. You know, every hospital is not for every nurse. So you have to feel that that would be a place for you to do well and start your American dream.
Thank you, Meg. So Deirdre, Meg mentioned some of the items that you can get in your job offer. She mentioned the pay rate, if there's any shift differentials, some of the benefits like assistance in locating housing, an air ticket, coverage of the government and legal fees, all of those kinds of things that you can expect to see in a job offer, which on the kinetic side might vary because we're going to have different employers. But can you tell our nurses when they can expect to receive some of those benefits? How does that work?
Absolutely. So the support component of your offer starts immediately. So when you accept an offer with O'Grady Peyton International, the support that you receive from the team begins immediately. So you are assigned with an immigration coordinator who will walk you through every step of the process, help you fill in all of the documentation that is required, and keep you updated on the progress of your application throughout that process. During your immigration process, you also work with Jillian's team on pre-arrival education that you work with our clinical management team on to make sure that that you have all that completed prior to arriving. And we also work with you on facility-specific requirements if they require certain certifications, et cetera, depending on what unit that you are assigned to. But for the entire duration of your immigration process, your relocation process, so you work with our relocation team on finding accommodations prior to you arriving here in the United States, as well as a community liaison when you arrive. So it's very important that, yes, you need to look at what you're going to be paid, the unit that you were assigned to, the nurse-to-patient ratio, all of that stuff, and benefits when you arrive, like 401k, dental vision, all of that, which our team will go through with you in detail once you accept an offer, because that can be kind of confusing here in the United States. I know I still struggle with it sometimes. So that's very, very important. But, you know, we also do provide airfare for the nurse, relocation assistance, a community liaison once you arrive that will take you to the hospital on your first day, for example, help you with bank accounts, finding out where the grocery store is. All of that stuff is very, very important as part of an offer that you are accepting. And I would encourage you to really research that as to the support, both clinical and social, that you are receiving from whatever partner you choose.
Thank you, Deirdre. I think you really hit the nail on the head. With O'Grady Peyton and with Kinetics, we really, really focus on that support that we're providing you, that clinical support, that social support. We know, I mean, a lot of us on this call have gone through this process. A lot of the managers at both companies have gone through this process. We know how exciting but difficult it can be. And so we really, really try to give you that support to help you from day one throughout your processing and even when you're in the US. So it's important to take account of what the company is offering you, not just in terms of those cold, hard, you know, the cash and the benefits like that, but also those sort of softer benefits, the support that we're offering you. Meg, I know a lot of nurses tend to look at things like the pay rate and the shift differentials, kind of those key items. Is there anything that you see that nurses sometimes may overlook, but that might be very critical they should be paying attention to?
Yes. So with the offer letters, I would say there's two key things that I see often. One of them, as I mentioned before, was that respond by date. So when there's a date on that letter, that offer letter, to respond by a certain date, that actually does mean something. So if you see that date, you are guaranteed that that position is going to be available for you in that time frame. If you decide later, there may not be a position open. We'll have to go back to the clients and see if there is still an opening. So that date really does mean something when you see that date on there. And I would also say, you know, reading your offer carefully, understanding the area, because once you accept that offer, a whole process starts. Your immigration is starting. So things are starting to move very quickly. And that support you get on both sides, you know, the O'Grady Peyton side and Kinetics, you know, things start moving quickly. So understand what you're signing. If you have questions, ask them. Because once you sign and accept that offer, you are now starting that process with the employer. So it's important to know that you're ready, prepared to move forward and really committed to that job offer.
Thank you, Meg. Those are some very key pieces of advice when you're looking through the job offer, some things that you should be paying attention to, some things that you should keep in mind. So thank you for sharing that insight, Meg. Jillian, I'm curious to hear from you. Do you have any advice for nurses who are debating maybe multiple job offers, anything they should really be considering, anything you took into account in your experience?
Yep. You know, it's so important to make the right choice, make the right decision for both yourself and your family. You know, it's easy to only think, okay, I'm looking for, you know, a great place to develop my career, and I have choices between or choice between Hospital A and Hospital B. A is this huge teaching facility, and I want to be there because it sounds wonderful. But like I mentioned before, and I think Deirdre alluded to it, do a lot of research into the not only the hospital itself, but the community. Like I mentioned before, the weather, literally everything. Because you might find that Hospital A might be huge and fabulous. But if, for example, like me, you're coming with a very young family, you would want to be in a community that offered, you know, different activities for school-age children, parks, just different things. Or if you're coming as a single person, you might want to be in an area that offered, oh, let's say you're an outdoor type of person, an area that offered certain activities. So it's really important when you're trying to choose between offers to really don't look at just one factor, look at multiple factors that really align with you as a person, as a nurse, your family as well, and for your future. So if you're coming, say, with teenage children, you might want to look at what universities are in the city or the town or nearby that you would be. So just kind of think really broadly, I would say, in terms of your career, your future, your family's future, their lives, and opportunities for them as well. So just a lot of research, not being, you know, very narrow in your thinking, thinking really broadly across multiple factors, because this is where you're coming to stay for many years and you want to be happy with where you are. So, yeah.
I think that is great advice, Jillian. I think it's very important to take stock of your future and be thinking about where you're going to be if you're single or you have a family coming with you, where you can foresee yourself living. Another thing we haven't touched on that comes to mind for me is to also take into consideration cost of living with your pay rate. I know sometimes you might just see a pay rate and you might be thinking, you know, how does this compare? But sometimes it's hard to compare apples to apples. A pay rate in Los Angeles, California might be very different from a pay rate in Columbus, Ohio, but that also needs to be taken into account, cost of living. Nurse Brian, I want to finish up with you. I want to hear about what it feels like to be here now, to have your family now. You've gone through this process. You are living the American dream. How does it feel? Can you tell our nurses?
So what I feel is that I was really joyful that I'm here in the U.S. enjoying all the opportunities, opportunity for my family, the opportunity for my career, and the opportunity to improve my career and to be able to have this kind of life and career in the U.S. And I want to share with you all that being here in the U.S. is not all really like a bed of roses. So there will be challenges that you will face as you go on with your life as a nurse or as an individual here in the U.S., especially if you have families. So we have to focus on our goal. We have to focus on the safety and well-being of our family, and as well as we should be careful with our job, that we may be able to practice well and would not be able to go away for the purpose of being here in the U.S.
Thank you, Brian. I think that's all very important to keep in mind and really good advice for our nurses. Do you have any final pieces of advice as someone who's come out on the other end, for a nurse who's going to be going through that interview process, that recruitment process? Anything now looking back, you're thinking, I'm glad I did that, or I should have done that differently?
So I think you should be very patient, very responsive regarding the requirements that the agency or the company is asking regarding your recruitment process. That would help to ease and speed up the entire process. As long as you respond promptly, you would be able to help the smooth process of your application through the U.S.
Thank you, Brian. I think that's very good advice. It's your life. It's your processing. So the more communicative you are with your recruiter, the more open you are, the more responsive you are, the better off you're going to be because of it. So thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you to our amazing experts for being on our show today. I know I really enjoyed this one. I learned some new stuff, so I'm sure our nurses did too. Thank you all for your time today. I hope you enjoyed the show. We enjoyed presenting for you, and we look forward to helping you and bringing you to America to live your American dream, just like Nurse Jillian, just like Nurse Brian.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.